Hello, Tony Meyer here with your Eastside Weekly Update. This week, the March data closed. The record we signaled last week is now official. And here's what the numbers show as we head into April. Let's start with interest rates. The 30-year fixed came in at 6.45% this week, a slight dip from 6.48%, but no meaningful shift in affordability. The cumulative effect of the nearly half-point spike since the onset of the Iran conflict is still very much intact. On a $1.5 million home, buyers are carrying roughly $450 to $500 more per month than they were in late February. Year over year, rates are actually down a quarter point. But that tailwind is being overshadowed by the near-term spike. Active listings on the east side are now at 1,098. That's up 6.7% from last week, and up 63% from this same point last year. To put that in perspective, we've crossed inventory levels the east side typically doesn't see until midsummer. At this time in 2025, there were 674 active listings. Today we're running 63% above that, with no sign the pace is slowing. Pending sales came in at 108, essentially flat from last week's 107, and running nearly 11% below where they were a year ago. Supply is surging. Demand growth has stalled. That combination is what's driving inventory higher. And it's the defining dynamic of this market right now. Which brings us to months of inventory and the record that is now confirmed. March 2026 closed as the highest March months of inventory since 2011. Every March from 2012 through 2025 came in below 2 months of inventory. The first April reading lands at 2.35 months of inventory, solidly in balanced market territory, which locally is defined as 2 to 4 months. A year ago at this time, months of inventory stood at 1.29. We are 82% above that today. The 30-day median sold price sits at $1,550,000, down about 1% from last week and down 9.5% from the $1,697,500 recorded at this time in 2025. Near-term prices are not collapsing. Accurately priced, well-prepared homes are still transacting. But that sustained year-over-year gap is a clear signal that 2025 is not the benchmark sellers should be working from today. Here's the big picture. The three milestones we documented last week have not softened, they've deepened. The March months of inventory record is locked in. Active listings at 1,098 is 63% above last year, and buyers, while active, are working through more choices than they've had in years, which means pending volume is essentially flat and rates remain elevated. None of this means the market has stopped working. Well-priced homes with strong preparation are still selling, but the margin for strategic error on pricing, timing, and presentation has narrowed considerably compared to anything sellers experienced in 2023, 2024, or early 2025. With 37 years of experience navigating every cycle this region has produced, I've watched data like this arrive quietly before most people feel it. The buyers and sellers who act on accurate information now will be better positioned than those who wait for the broader consensus to catch up. If you're a seller, pricing discipline is the single most important decision you'll make right now. We've done extensive analysis on what this shift means for each Eastside submarket, and we'd welcome the opportunity to walk you through what the data shows for your specific area and home. If you're a buyer, this is the most inventory-rich spring market the Eastside has seen in over a decade. More choices, more time for due diligence, and more room for thoughtful negotiation than buyers have had in years. Arrive pre-approved and prepared, and patience will be rewarded. If we can help you think through what this means for your move, we're here to help. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.